Any idea about
that? Yeah. I remember that, but I can't think of what it's called. Because we used to have to start. We used pieces of pine to, because it was quick. They were quick.
Yeah.
And used oak for burning.
Yeah. We heard it called kindling or lighter.
Yeah, kindling. Uh huh.
About lightwood or lighter.
Lighter. Is what they call a piece of lighter. Mm-hmm. That's what Mom and them always called it.
And they saying that you would lay the logs across inside the fireplace.
I didn't have a fireplace.
Just want to see if you heard a red or something like that. Any idea what those would be?
Mm-hmm.
Heard people talk about andirons or fire dogs or fire irons.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about people that had fireplaces. And it amazed me that so few places down here had fireplaces. There were very few places that had, like I say, only the wealthier people or people that were of more means, and because we were always real, real poor.
Yeah. Well, say the thing that the smoke goes through at the top of the house, you just call that a...
Stack. Mom and them always just call it a stack.
Yeah, that's interesting. Ever heard any other name?
Well, in the chimney.
Yeah, but mostly it was a stack.
Stack, uh-huh.
And over a lot of fireplaces, there's usually a place where you could put pictures
mm-hmm.
or that type of thing. You just call that?
They'd call them mantles down here. That's all I've ever heard.
And if you burned a lot of wood over a long period of time in a fireplace, you'd get this black substance forming on the inside.
Soot.
Yeah. Ever heard of that stuff catching fire and kind of flaming out the chimney?
Mm-mm.
Or say once the wood is burned down, the stuff that's left, that's just the, you just call it.
We just shoveled it. I don't even have the wood heaters. No, just the, I can remember. We haven't had a wood heater since I was about 10 when we moved where we are, and then we had the gas. We came up a little in the world, you know, the,
right.
Yeah, the little radiant heaters.
Yeah. But you just call that stuff?
Just, I don't even remember what we called it.
Ashes?
Yeah, more or less.
Do you recall what color they were?
Grayish. We also used a lot of coal in the, we used coal in wood stoves too.
Could you say that word for me?
Coal?
No, the ashes.
The ashes?
Yeah, okay. Do you have any idea, I'll only ask you one more fireplace question.
Mm-hmm.
The open area right in front of the fireplace.
The hearth.
Yeah, okay. Could you tell me about a few typical things that people would have in their living room? You know, things you sit in, that kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't have in any other place in the house.
Well, again, you're also talking about someone who never had a living room, see, growing up.
Okay, well, you can talk either in terms of way back or
uh-huh.
right now.
What was that thing that my grandmother had this partially. Most of the times in the people that I was familiar with who were the French people growing up, they would have I do know my grandmother had a dry sink, more or less type of thing. She had a washstand because we had no indoor running water. She had a washstand and it was in a corner of the living room, but only because they had to make do. See, they had the two rooms. My grandmother lived behind us in two small rooms. Even after we moved where we're moving now, and there were four of us, and we also had a washstand, and we did not have what you call a living room. Our living room was improvised for a bedroom.
Well, what about the same sit-down, you just call that a
chair?
Would you distinguish it from one like that? Would you call it anything different?